Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today, as usual, is the wonderful and talented Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Oh, hello. What a sweet intro.
Of course, you deserve it every time. Every single time, Mr. Ronnie.
Hi, Ben.
We have a, in case you didn't see on my social media, we have a little hummingbird outside our window that has a nest. And it has a little egg in there, and she's nurturing it. And I've decided that when that egg hatches, we're naming that baby hummingbird Ronnie.
Aw, that's so nice.
Because we've talked about hummingbirds on this podcast, and I feel like you deserve your own hummingbird tribute.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I wish I did that much of a workout. Could swing my arms that much. Be so strong.
No, I haven't told Dom yet. So
don't tell him.
I he may have a different name, but I think I can sell him on Ronnie.
I don't Ronnie. Listen, I don't need to be sold. Okay. If he doesn't want to name that fucking hummingbird Ronnie, then may that hummingbird die a Mariah or whatever he chooses. That's
no,
fine by
I think
me.
He will be, he'll be in support of a little baby Ronnie.
Oh my God. You just started a fight. I'm so mad at Dom now.
You're mad at Dom because at the theoretical idea that he might resist calling the baby Ronnie.
Because now I'm bracing myself for him to be like, we have to name that thing Ronnie, really?
Like, guys, it'll be like on Wednesday, guys. I'm sorry, but we have to rescind the name Ronnie from the bird. No further questions, comments.
Oh, good. Yes, rescinding invitations. It's what Real Housewives of Atlanta Day.
Yeah, but before we get into that, just a reminder, if you hear this in time, Take a Seat is tonight. That's going to be on Spotify Live. It's 10 o'clock on the East Coast, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. And if you're on in the middle of the country, you can coordinate appropriately. It'll be either 8 or 9 p.m. So you go to Spotify Live for that. You don't have to be a Spotify member, but it just makes it easier. It's free. And like, we talk gossip. We talk about the shows. You guys talk. It's a big interactive, experience. Super fun. We always have a really great time. A lot of funny people there are contributing. So be sure to check that out. If you miss it, it's all available on Spotify, the back episodes and stuff. So you can go catch up there. But of course, we want you there live because that makes it all the better. So go check that out. And that's about that for that. So let's get into Atlanta.
Real Housewives of Atlanta. Today's episode is titled Don't Be Sea Salty. which I could have done better.
I give like a chuckle because like that sounds funny, and then I was like, wait, what does that have to do with anything? Was there like a big salt moment? Was there like a scene about sea salt with the cooking? I don't seem to remember that.
I guess it was a cooking reference, but last week was She By Herself, and you can't follow that up with Don't Be Sea Salty. You know, you have to look, here's what it should have been called. Jurassic Park now playing, okay?
Yeah.
Jurassic Park, just in case you guys didn't know, Jurassic Park, small film, small independent film about dinosaurs, which were never discussed. Don't know if you heard, but it's out. It's out, guys.
Yeah, I heard something about that. I heard that there was a dinosaur movie out. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if the branding in the upper right corner of my screen meant that there was a movie out. Or that we were actively being invaded by dinosaurs at this moment, because it said like right now. But I just decided I would not worry about it and just watch the show.
I mean, for fuck's sake, we thought the whole week, okay, we have to put up with this on Bravo. It's going to just be for this week. But it's just now it's playing. Next month it's going to be like Jurassic Park will be on video soon.
Yep.
Okay, or whatever, streaming soon. Okay, I guess nothing's on video anymore. You know what I mean.
Jurassic Park on Peacock or something like that. And then it'll be like a dinosaur ate the peacock. Now it's called just T-Rex. It's like you got to stream NBC on T-Rex now.
Yeah, but you know, it does crack me up when that logo is right next to a certain housewives. Like Kyle, I love when it's like right by Kyle's head, because you know I don't like Kyle, so I'm like, haha, you're a dinosaur. Or in this episode when it's next to Marlo's head, who I like Marlo, but you know, Marlo just going against, just trying to start fights with people who have actually been kind of good to her.
Yeah,
it just cracks me. It's just a funny dinosaur. Like, I like my Louie and I hate Candy, bitch. Candy's a whore. I'm like, that dinosaur is so mean.
Clever girl.
How does that dinosaur make its money?
That dinosaur went to Philadelphia and was sitting alone at a restaurant. Should never have happened.
You just see Ted Turner riding a dinosaur pass in the background.
Or just a dinosaur wearing Kim Zolciak's wig.
Yes.
A dinosaur just drinking Chardonnay and smoking a cigarette in a car.
Yeah. So that's where we're at. Jurassic Park's out. So let's see here. Previously, who cares? I don't care, really. So the first song of the show was my favorite just because of current events, which we don't go too much into current events on this show for good reason.
You unless know. It's dinosaur related.
Unless it's dinosaur, yeah. But this one, just considering all the Supreme Court stuff that's been happening and everybody furious about the leaker, has me laughing at this song, because the first song is, I'm a leak. I'm a leaker. I'm a leaker. Good to meet you. And every scene in the beginning is, I'm a leak. I'm a leaker. I was like, wow. Are they saying I'm a leak? I'm a leaker? Because I really love the Supreme Court shade.
It's just like the Edward Snowden song. But is it? Was it leak or was it lead? I don't remember the song, but like I would assume that someone's saying I'm a leader, not a leaker.
Well, that would make more sense, but I'm gonna stick with leaker, because every time I tried to listen to it, because they kept playing it over and over, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna listen this time. What even sounds like leak? Nothing. And of course, you solved that puzzle in 2 seconds.
I'm a leader. I'm a leader. That seems to make more sense, considering that a lot of these songs hail from like the. Like, now that's what I call boss bitch music, volume 17, you know, like, I'm a boss bitch. I'm a bitch who's a boss, and I'm a boss bitch. Bitch boss. So it would make sense that there would be one like, I'm a leader. I'm a leader. I lead because I lead, and I lead by example, and the example is me. I'm a leader, you know.
I lead, lead, lead. I'm a leader. I like I'm a leaker. So I'm going to stick with that.
It's just someone who has bladder difficulties, you know? That's what they should do, because there's always those commercials, because my parents were in town this week and they were watching CNN. So there's a lot of like, do you have urinary problems or whatever? And it's always like some poor, you know, actress in her 60s who they put into a cardigan and have her sitting at a console looking concerned because she's got bladder leakage or something. And so all the commercials are like that. And I'm like, rather than making this poor woman look like sad, maybe she just owns it. And it's like, I'm a leaker. I'm a leaker. My bladder leaks and I'm really chic. I'm a leaker.
New product alert.
Embrace your leakage.
Oh, yeah. So Candy and Ace are doing homework or something, and he's learning Chinese. And she's like, do you know how to say watermelon in Chinese? And he does it, and she can't say it, and he's mortified.
Yeah.
Which, you know, your kid's really smart. It's like, oh, my mom doesn't know Chinese. Fucking idiot. So sick of being from these people.
And then we go from Ace to Deuce, which is inevitable, where Ross is FaceTiming
one to
in.
One to two.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we need a tray. We need a tray on this show. So Ross is FaceTiming in with Deuce and Sonia, and Deuce burps, which is, you know, like, this is baby content. It's great. It's always great on Bravo. It never fails to be fascinating.
You know, so then we get Marlo and Kenya FaceTiming, and Marlo's like, did you talk to Sheree? Oh my God, boy thing. She was left alone in Philadelphia. I feel so bad for her. I need Sheree to realize who the fuck she is.
Yeah. So they decide they're going to set up like a massage thing at Marlo's place. They're going to do like a cheer up Sheree. Cheer by Sheree. So
yeah. Marla's like, I know when I feel bad, I need some drinks, some fattening food, and a rich, undateable man to give me bags of money in exchange for a fupa massage. Let's do it.
So now it's been 4 days since Philadelphia, and Sheree is in her bedroom folding random salmon-colored linens, which clashed with her generally purple room. And she's like in her pajamas, but she's fully done up for TV. So she's trying to have us believe that she's all depressed, but she's unwilling to actually make the effort to look depressed because she's so glammed up. So she's there pretending to be so sad that she has to do her own laundry. And her daughter comes in, and Tiara, is that her name? I always forget how to say her name. Tiara. Is it Tiara? Just Tiara?
Yeah, Tiara. Uh-huh. Okay. Like Sierra. I wasn't sure if it's like T.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was like Tara, but for some reason spelled Tiara. Because you know, Sheree, you never know.
It's Tiara.
Okay, it's Tiara.
Full on Tiara, yeah.
It's just full on Tiara. So Tiara is basically like, how you doing, mom? And Sheree is like, well, Tyrone left me in a city that I'm unfamiliar with. Not a text, not a call. And he chooses to call me the next day. And the first thing he says is, hey, what are you doing? Like nothing happened. And the first thing you should have said was, babe, let me explain. So she basically is like, I'll call you back. And she just doesn't call him back.
Yeah, you should have said, fuck you, I'm done with you. Bye. But, yeah, you know, as she explains, it's not that easy with love. It's not that easy with love. And Tira's like, yeah, we need to get you back in these streets. And she's like, streets? I don't know if this is something I'm ready to give up on. Yes, it is. You know what? Look, the only positive thing is that you don't have to see him, which I think is the thing that you like. So I can kind of see why you're hanging on to this, but if you're just happier being alone, just be alone. Just make up a boyfriend in Canada, you know?
I feel bad for people who have been, like, for whatever reason, whether they're raised with this pattern or they've acquired this pattern or whatever, who believe that, like, their expression of loyalty, their like, them doing something loyal, like, I'm not going to give up on this, somehow equates to love. Because, I mean, obviously, you should always be loyal to the person that you love. But when someone's being shitty to you, it's like, you can love someone, but you have to have your self-worth. And I feel bad that she feels it's important to show that she's not going to give up. Like, whatever is driving that, it's like, who are you? You don't have to prove that to anyone. You're proving that to Tyrone, who's already treated you shitty. So why do you care about what he thinks? You know, I feel very bad that it seems like she probably, unfortunately, has some sort of thing going on where she's attracted to men who are not treating her right, because everything that came out about Bob was, I mean, Bob was always sold to us as terrible, and then there was like a redemption moment for Bob almost, and then we found out like, oh, he is the biggest piece of shit. And I feel bad that Sheree is drawn to these guys who just do not treat her like the queen that she is.
Yeah, I mean, it's patterns, right? Like, you get used to you just get used to it. You just assume it's all like that in the world. You know, and I have my own issues as well. That's why I keep myself cordoned off from the world. But, you know,
like a velociraptor in Jurassic World in theaters now.
I'm like, I'm about to turn. Lock the doors. Lock the doors. but yeah, it is sad. So, get a PlayStation. That's my advice to Sheree.
Elden Ring.
Get a PlayStation.
Okay. Elden Ring.
Yeah, that's it. Super Nintendo Switch and a PlayStation. Very important for the constantly single person. Yeah.
I would love to see her Animal Crossing Island. I just feel like Sheree would have such a bonkers Animal Crossing Island. She'd be so proud of it. She'd be like, look, I put a pinball machine next to a piano in my front yard.
I was left alone at the pinball machine piano that I didn't know. Tiara's trying to be nice, but Sheree's like, yeah, I'm not breaking up with him. You know, I've invested so much time. She's doing that sunk cost fallacy thing where you're like, but I've already put this much time into it. And it sucks. Okay. It sucks. It's like, I'm not going to, you know, I've already, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something I've put a lot of time into, but I keep going back to PlayStation. I was going to say something like, oh, I've put so much time into this garden, nothing's growing, but, you know, I'm going to buy some more soil, you know, I don't know. But the point is, if it sucks, it's still going to suck later, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't, sunk cost fallacy, it doesn't matter. Your money is, don't waste more money.
The money's already spent.
Yes.
It's already spent. Your emotional money has been spent. It's done. You had your fun. Move on. Okay. Yeah. So now we go to a restaurant. It's like a Korean barbecue, it looks like, but it also looks like a spa. It's so strange.
And you know what it also looks like? Jurassic Park, which is playing now.
It's Kenya and Drew having lunch at the cafeteria at Jurassic World. It's amazing. What a great tie-in. All the jello was shaking. All the water had rings in it. It was amazing.
Newman's falling down a hill, you know, followed by a can of Barbasol.
Here's Samuel Jackson's arm. Enjoy.
Yeah. And Kenya arrives, and it's the Thrill Bar, which is perfect for Jurassic Park. And now they have a host who is just loving being on this episode. Okay. He's like, hello, I'm the host. She's like, hi, I'm meeting a friend here. I have a reservation under the name Kenya. He's like, hello, I'm your host. Let me show you to your table. Wow, this is your table. Isn't it great? What do you think about your table? I brought you here. I'm your host.
Do you have shrimp? Yes, we have plain shrimp and Cajun shrimp. Wow, it really is a thrill bar, Ronnie. I mean, two different kinds of shrimp. Give me a seatbelt.
Hold on. Someone's coming. Hi, I'm your waiter.
Aren't you the host?
I'm the waiter. The host is a different person.
Uh-uh.
I'm your waiter. I was like, I love that this host is going through his own one-man show today.
I know. Just put on different hats. The thrill. Thrill bar. By the way, of course, there's construction happening outside my window today, so I apologize to anyone who is hearing banging or currently a nice loud saw. So I'm sorry. Just pretend it's a tie-in for Jurassic World. It's a velociraptor trying to claw its way through the hedges to this podcast.
I'm surprised you can even find someone to work today. Just shout out the window, Jurassic Park is now playing. What are you doing here?
What are you doing? Why are you not at a theater near you? That's where it's playing. How could you be here when there's dinosaurs to watch?
So Drew comes, and she's wearing a crazy collar of orange. It's like, stop! There are children! Stop! Caution! Caution, stop! Caution, stop! There are children!
She's a cautionary sign. She's like, this is sign chic. So Kenya and Drew have small talk about their daughters. And then Kenya's so full of it. It's hilarious. She goes, I just wish that we had this kind of relationship. I had this relationship with Drew last year because we really did have so much in common. You know, in our marriages, I think that we both lost our voice. But now that we're friends, I think we can help each other. I'm like, the reason why you guys didn't have this friendship last year is because she walked in the door and you said, I don't know where Cynthia finds these strays, or whoever found these strays. You called her a stray when she walked in the door, and you were mean to her from the jump.
I just don't know why we were friends.
Oh, so the host is now the waiter. So Kenya's asking about seafood. He's like, we've got, you know, he goes through like the Bubba Gump list of shrimp, and she's like, I'll have one of each. And she's like, wait a minute. Are you going to pay for this time? Because that's a lot of food you're ordering. And then we get the clip of them meeting up and Kenya saying, I don't split a check. Broke bitches split checks.
They just start talking about like New York. And Kenya says that Brooklyn spent the night with Mark for the first time. You know, things that no one really cares about. And then they like toast to a happy life. And Kenya's asking Drew if she and Ralph had fun in New York. And Drew's basically like, I really appreciated that you spoke up because we haven't really talked like that. And it was like, you were reading my mind, you know, although like, I feel like reading Drew's mind is like very easy to do. Just basically like, I feel like there's not a lot to read. It's like large font reading of that mind. And it pretty much just leads to just like instructions on how to run a pyramid scheme.
It's like reading the back of a cereal box. I was reading the back of a Fruity Pebbles box and they had different shapes of the cereal. And they're like, find the shape of the cereal that corresponds to this letter. And then you can figure out this riddle. I sat there for a solid 10 minutes like, am I a fucking moron?
It's about time they up the difficulty in those things. I've always thought they were too easy, especially the maze. The maze is so disappointing every time.
It wasn't difficult. It's just that the question was, what does a elephantsaurus always pack for a trip? I didn't notice a space. And I was like, eye trunk? What's an eye trunk? There was a space in the middle, so it was a trunk. But I was like, I need this spaced better on the back of the cereal box. Mm. I feel like a fucking moron, you know? I'm like sitting there thinking while I'm eating my cereal, what's an a trunk? What is that?
Oh, because you put the letter A in there, so you thought it was a trunk.
Like, yeah, the answer was a trunk. But
wait, so I can't believe that the letter that you fill in was A. Like, they, what? Like,
no, you had to find all the letters.
Oh.
And when you put them together, it says a trunk. Because there's not proper spacing between the A and the T. So I was like, okay, if you're going to do this, you need to give a proper space. Because now I'm just like, I still think in my head that a trunk is a word. So you guys need to do better, okay? Because the answer is a trunk, because he's an elephantsaurus. So he has a fucking trunk, you know? Like, what am I, an idiot? And the answer is yes. I learned from that cereal session that I'm an idiot. Okay, the point is, Kenya gets five kinds of shrimp.
And she puts them in a trunk. So,
do you guys have any a trunk? I would love some. Thank you.
A trunk in love.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, Kenya is. So then Kenya's like, Kenya's on a mission to go against Candy this season. She's been sort of like, she and Marlo have been kind of whipping themselves into a low-key frenzy that we can see is building and building. So here's the latest one. She's like, I mean, first of all, we didn't even know you guys were bringing men. And then we see a flashback of like, is this a girl's trip? And Candy says, you can, if you've got a date, bring a date. And Kenya goes, I might be able to bring a date. It's like, so Kenya, you knew. You do.
Yeah. Clip of her being told very clearly. The men were coming. So Kenya's like, and so first we have men, and then to add insult to injury, you're going to give them a remote control to control my puss? How is that appropriate?
Well, you didn't have to wear it, which you didn't, and that should solve it. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah. Although, to be fair, I did think it was crazy. So then, so now they just start talking about Sonya, and Drew is like, you know, about the Sonya thing, like, if we're all here to support Candy and be positive, I felt I was completely sideswiped or blindsided, perhaps. I've heard blindsided is a good word to use, but I'm gonna go with sideswiped that last night with my friend Sonya. I mean, I don't feel like there was a real issue that she was able to communicate.
I was gaslit. I was gaslit, sideswiped. So, and Kenya's like, yeah, well, we went on a walk and she was talking about Drop It with Drew. And I think maybe she's like hearing things from other people.
And Drew's like, oh, but she doesn't have a mind of her own. I mean, I feel like that's fake. And I feel like she's not being very loyal to me. Babe, you had this lady, you had an Olympic athlete show up to your house to try and get her to basically give you a free, what do you call that? Like sponsorship
endorsement.
For your fucking diet program.
Your pyramid scheme. a four-time gold medal Olympian and her Super Bowl winning husband to put their athletic brand, essentially, or their athletic, you know, reputations on your fucking pyramid scheme. And they have the good sense to say, you know what, we don't feel like being in the documentary that's gonna be on Amazon in 6 years when they show all the celebrities who are like showing up, because that's always a part of those pyramid scheme, you know, documentaries, is all the celebrities who like were like participated at some point.
Yeah, look at Sonya. She lost 100 pounds. People are like, wait a minute.
So there's Katy Perry. You know?
Yeah. But then on the other hand, Sonya is doing some very first season
blunders.
She's giving some first season lameness. Like, come on. Yeah. This is, until very recently, like within the past 2 weeks, this is the highest Housewives show. Okay? This is the highest. It's the best. You can't be pulling this baby shit, you know? She's pulling baby shit. That move in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she, I mean, I applaud her. I applaud her instincts to try to separate herself from Drew, but she's being kind of clumsy about it. It's like the first season Housewives, sort of, I don't know what the word is, but that. Whatever it is, whatever that word is, it's that.
It's your freshman fuck-ups.
Yeah, whatever. Thank you.
So, let's see. So Drew's like, yeah, I mean, that wasn't cool. And so Kenya says, well, we went on this walk and she was talking about you. And, you know, she's having a photo shoot for Mommy Nation. And Drew asked if she was invited. And she's like, well, I was invited, but then she uninvited me. And Kenny goes, why?
Kenya's like, why? As if Kenya would not have taken the chance to uninvite Drew to a million things last season. So we see a text message from Sonia. And she goes, morning, period, new line. I was like, oh, this is, I have to say, she didn't need to do this text message. This was all excessive. But the fact that she said morning, period, and then started a new paragraph after, like, that, like, makes Heather Dubrow look like she's full of emojis and sunshine with her text messages. Like, not even Heather thought to start a new paragraph with her rants, you know, against Shannon.
So, well, she's like, and doing it that way means you got on your computer and typed that shit out. Because when you press the enter button on your text, it goes to the new text, doesn't it?
No, that's the other way around.
My text detective skills have failed me. Now who's a freshman fail?
Yeah, who's the freshman fuck up that? No, if you do it on your computer, if you hit enter, it sends it. But if you hit, I think, like, shift enter or option enter, you can start a new line on your computer. But it's,
well, yeah. I quit.
Yeah, just so you know. This was done on a phone. And it says, morning from my telephone. I was saying yesterday
this message was sent by iOS.
I was saying yesterday that I think it's best you skip the shoot because I don't want it to end up being all about our conversation in New York. I'd prefer for us to follow up our conversation when it doesn't involve work stuff. Well, guess what? Your conversation is work stuff. So have her come to your shoot and put, and if she tries something, just say, listen, let's talk about it later, and just end it there.
Also, Sonia has notifications turned off because she's choosing to focus right now, and this was sent on her phone.
Her phone is very serious. Her phone. Hello, this is Sonia's phone butler, and she wishes to focus. Thank you.
Sonia is upset that the penguins once lived across this great land of ours and are now dying because of human consumption. Thank you for watching our planet on the iPhone, which this was filmed on.
Wow, I can't believe Richard Attenborough is doing the narration for Sonia's phone. Is it Richard Attenborough? Actually, it's funny because Richard Attenborough is the guy from Jurassic Park. Whoa! It all comes full circle.
Oh, wow, full circle. Oh, by the way,
David Attenborough is the...
Yeah, David Attenborough. Jurassic Park is playing. Okay, so Kenya's like, I don't even know what that is, Mama Nation. And it is spelled weird. It's M-O-M-M-I Nation, all one word. Which, yeah, I guess Mama, you know, Nation. You have to do, because I'm sure somebody already owns Mommy Nation, you know.
Unfortunately, not for lazy moms was taken, you know. The other NFL moms, get it?
Not for lazy Mama Nations.
Not for lazy dinosaurs. So Drew is like, she's like, I want to support Sonia. That's what friends do. And I just feel like she's not being a friend to me. And, you know, she's not being a friend to you because she was probably forced to be friends with you for the show. And is like, no, I do not want to do this. And then basically they wrap up their lunch. And Drew's like, oh, one more thing before you leave, Kenya. Can you unblock me on Instagram? And Kenya's like, ha, 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 ha.
Well, Kenya checks. She's like, oh my God, I have you blocked. Hold on, let me look. Well, I have to have someone teach me how to do that. I don't know how to do it. Kenya still doesn't unblock her.
The waiter comes over. He's like, hello, I'm the IT department for Thrill Bar. Can I help? Aren't you the host? No. And I'm not the waiter. I'm the IT guy.
I'm the chef. This was sent on my iPhone. So then we go to the photo shoot for Mama Nation. And the Mama Nations are Patti LuPone. So Sonia's posing.
It's a Tony winner. She just won a Tony last night.
I know, her third one. I'm in a really weird mood. It was that cereal box. It kicked off.
We need the weird mood to get through some of these scenes. I am not going to lie. The cereal box. A trunk. And the winner for best play is a trunk. Congratulations.
Thoughts of a trunk. Thoughts of a trunk.
The Lehman trunk.
So Sonia's posing and Candy comes in with her rolling bag, which means that they did know that they were going to be shooting.
Candy,
I think,
knew.
This is another moment of Kenya being like, what? Next you're going to say there's men here. Oh my God, there's men here.
So Sonia tells us what Mama Nation is. It's a blog platform, very current, created to support Black moms in every way. And they have like 800 blogs on the platform. And now they're starting to sell merch. So that's what Mama Nation is for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know what that means, any of it. But you know, you go.
Yeah.
Which of these 800 blogs should I read about motherhood today? So
Candy, I choose to read the blog that tells me that Jurassic Park is now in theaters.
Jurassic Nation. So Candy's like, who's coming? And Sonia tells her, oh, it's just me, you, and Kenya. Originally, it was going to be you, me, and Drew. But I said that we should probably connect later. And Candy's like, you sent...
She like sends out her like alarm.
She's like, you sent her an official disinvite? Oh my God. So then Kenya comes and Sonia's like, okay, here's what's going on. We're going to do our fall collection shoot. Our fall collection is just hoodies with her logo on it.
Just hoodies.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why it needs its own collection, but okay. So she's like, so I have hoodies for you guys. And Kenya's like, wait a minute. I have to be in the shoot? I thought I was just coming to a shoot. And there's men here. Oh, who just vibrated my vagina.
At least I could take comfort that there's no dinosaur movie anywhere in the world right now. Wait, it's in theaters now? What?
And so they're like, yeah, you're supposed to do it. She's like, well, you need to call my agent first. Where she kind of half-ass laughs, but you know that she meant it. But
she's being serious. Like, if I'm going to be endorsing a product, I don't just do it, you know? So then right,
and this, I'm sorry, but this also takes away my whole argument in favor of Sonia doing this to Drew. Because, Drew, you know, that's what Drew did to Sonia, where she's like, okay, now you're endorsing my thing. Ha ha, fun scene, right? And, you know, Sonia's now doing it to Kenya, so that was just canceled out.
Yeah, this is where I was like, I mean, I've been super all up on Sonia, but this was the moment where I was like, oh no, Sonia, you're revealing yourself to be another Drew, sort of like, please don't, you don't have to be this way, you're accomplished. So and basically Candy's like, yeah, Kenya doesn't do anything without a check involved. Okay, so Kenya winds up getting into the sweatshirt and they just are posing, and it's gonna be for their Black Friday sale, and Candy is so pissed. She's like, she's putting them in a Black Friday sale, like, what do I look like? It reminds me of that scene in Ruthless People where Bette Midler, like Danny DeVito, is pretending that Bette Midler has had Bette Midler kidnapped. And the kidnappers are like, if you give us $50,000, we'll give her back. And he's like, how about $30,000? Like, okay. And Bette Midler's like, I'm being marked down. Something like that.
What am I being ransomed by Kmart?
If you haven't seen Ruthless People, by the way, go rent it. It's hilarious.
It's a classic.
And it holds up.
So Kenya's like, oh my God, we're cheap. We're the sale models. So they do this. And Candy's like, so why did you choose only us to do this and not the whole cast? And she's like, well, I would have invited everybody, but, you know, on the New York trip, I just felt most connected to you guys. Oh, really? So you just happened to be attracted to the biggest stars of the show. Wow. Yeah. Can't really see what you're doing at all here, Drew.
I mean, I'm almost impressed by the cojones to do this, right? So Kenya's like, but don't you think some of the other girls' feelings will be hurt? And Sonia's like, no, I think only Drew. And Kenya's like, well, let me repeat that again. This is from me, Kenya Moore, saying, don't you think their feelings are going to be hurt after I tell them their feelings should be hurt? There, did that clarify it a little bit?
And she's like, well, look, I'm going to also have an event this weekend because I'm pulling a power move. I'm having two events where you should feel lucky to be publicizing my brand. And then I'm going to have another event where I can try and keep somebody away from filming. So see, it's like a double power move. And so she says she's going to have a get together to learn Jamaican cooking from her mom. And she will invite Drew to this one, Because they can talk on the side at this one and it won't affect her business.
Yeah. And she's like, and I do love Drew anyway. And Kenny goes, oh, even though she says you don't have a mind of your own, or she and she questions that. It's like, well, Kenya, see, this is Kenya being so Kenya, because Drew said that because Kenya told, you know, Kenya, you know, basically Kenya is just like stoking the flames here. Drew said that because she's annoyed at Sonya, because Sonya came at Drew first. And I hate to defend Drew, but Kenya's making it seem like Drew's just saying this in a vacuum. It's like, no, Drew is pissed at Sonya right now. It makes sense that she would say something like that.
Right. And so Sonya's like, yeah, well, I want to create a space to talk about it, and it will be at the Jamaican cooking night. And, you know, my mom and dad live with me. There's a lot to know about me. And Kenny goes, how long have they lived with you? And she says 2 months. And she goes, oh, well, that's not too long. I mean, Sheree has her mom living there too. Poor things, literally poor things.
And then she segues into talking about Sheree getting stood up in Philadelphia and how there's like photos online of Sheree sitting at that restaurant alone. And Candy's whole theory all along has been that Tyrone has another woman. So now she really, really feels like it. And you know what I have to say? What I was really impressed with was that they were then like, you know, it just shows Sheree made the right decision to go celibate with this guy. Like, you know, like that was the right choice to not have sex with him. Because I feel like on other shows, people would have said, oh, see, if she should have been having sex with him. This is what happens when you don't give sex to your man. So I actually really liked that they were like applauding Sheree that she made the right choice by not giving him any because he's a piece of shit.
Yeah. And I like when Kenya gets all like psychobabble. She's like, oh my God, she got ghosted. That's a trigger for me. Yeah. Like, it's a trigger for everyone. Okay? It's not a trigger. Something is fucking rude.
Okay? I know.
We're no all one triggered likes by being that. Ghosted.
Yeah. It's a trigger for me.
Even Casper cries sometimes. So then we go to Marlo's house. She set up this girls' night for Sheree, and there's, you know, Fendi everywhere in her living room.
Yeah.
And she's gotten the guy from Fendi to come, or a guy from Fendi to come.
Just the guy from Thrill Bar.
I'm your host, waiter, chef, Fendi man.
I don't know how to fix a computer, so don't ask me, because that's a separate person who did that. So, yeah, she's basically setting up an in-home shopping experience. She goes, I have the president of Fendi on speed dial. I just call him up and I say, I need fashion ASAP. And then they did this like graphic of like a bat signal, but it's Marlo's head instead of the bat signal over like Gotham City.
Mm-hmm. So then, let's see. So Kenya's supposed to bring sweets and even a masseuse. And so she calls Kenya, and Kenya's doing her I'm too sick to come thing that she does at least once a season. And yeah. She's in bed in full glam, looking gorgeous. And she's like, Kenya, where are you? She's like, I'm in bed. I don't feel good. Remember when I coughed like this yesterday? And I said I might be coming down with something. I did. It all happened when Sonya invited us to Mama Nation and Candy was there and I didn't know she was going to be there. And Sonya said she bonded with us the most on the trip. It's like, Kenya.
You're either sick or you're not, but like, why are you gossiping right now?
Where's the part where they made you sick? Because it sounds like she's about to say that's why she's sick.
I know. Did you get sick from the hoodies? Is that what happened? So Marlo's like, so I'm waiting here, waiting on Black you to say Friday if they're coming or not.
Hoodie COVID. It's Black Hoodie Friday COVID. Oh, it's COVID 19% off.
Hold on. I've got the small business Saturday sniffles. Achoo. Achoo.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm going to take a Valpak and try to feel better.
So Marla's like, she's like, well, I hope Kenya feels as good as she looks, because the bitch is beat to the gods. And what kind of damn sickness do you even have, for crying out loud?
Yeah. So she's annoying, but Kenya's like, well, I'm going to send Drew over with some stuff. Don't worry, I'm going to still cause some shit by sending the person that Sheree hates most over with some cupcake batter. Okay.
Yeah. So, Marla just hangs up and is like, lying ass. So now Sonya and her mom are at like the Caribbean grocery to get, you know, ingredients for this cooking night. And they're just like shopping. And Sonya tells her mom about Drew. And she's like, Drew is telling Kenya that she doesn't know if I'm a good friend and doesn't know if I've got a mind of my own. And her mom is like, But does she know about the accomplishments in your life? Does she even know about that? And Sonya's like, I've been playing nice, but they're about to see Sonya show up.
So like, oh, okay. They're about to see Sonya show up. Sonya show up. Sonya show up. They do this echo thing.
Yeah.
And Jurassic Park is playing in theaters now. 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 Sonya. Now. Sonya. Now. Sonya. So Sheree's cheer up surprise 2 hours away. They keep putting these timestamps like it's the most important thing. It's 2.5 hours away. But Jurassic Park is playing now. But the party is 1 hour and 30 minutes away. But Jurassic Park is playing now. They're time fucking me on this show.
Yeah, they really are. They're just trying to present you with everything that's happening at any time, at any place.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Drew arrives with all this stuff. all these like groceries and things. And Marlo's mad because there's like a carton of eggs, and it's like pink styrofoam. She's like, pink eggs, what the hell? Why do you have pink eggs?
Drew's like, well, you know, Sheree and I have been going through it, so I'm just here for prep. You know, I've been accused of throwing hands, but these hands are all love, all love. So she comes in, and Marlo immediately starts in on Kenya. She's like, why is she not feeling well? I mean, she said she went to a photo shoot for Sonya, so what's up with that?
And Drew's like, wait, you didn't go? And Marlo's like, I didn't know shit about it. I mean, you knew something about it. So Drew tells her that she was like disinvited from it and everything. And Marlo's like, well, I know I'm not a mom, but just to know that she didn't invite you, but why Kenya and Candy? Is it because of followers? They have more publicity. And then they put up a chart on the screen showing who has the most Instagram followers. And like Candy has 9.7 million and Kenya has 2.2 million. So of course they were the ones who were invited and everyone else has fewer. And at the bottom is poor Drew. She's at 507,000, which of course is like 500 times more than I have, but you know, on this show, it's just like Drew is always the runt of the litter.
My God, but 9.7 million? That's as many people as New York. I mean, Candy, that's crazy. So then Sonya, back to Sonya and her mom, she's like, well, you know, so I sent her this text and said, don't come. But then I sent another text saying, hey, ladies, why don't you come to this Jamaican cooking night? And she sent me this text and it says, based on your text, I think it's a good idea for me not to come. And her mom's like, oh,
like, of course she wouldn't come. Like, you told her, you disinvite, you went off on her for no reason in New York City, and then you disinvite her from something. So she's like, no, I'm definitely not going to come. And I would say, because she has a modicum of self-respect, but of course we know that's not true because she's with Ralph, and of course she shows up at the cooking class anyway. So, I mean, we know she has no self-respect.
Yeah, so then back to Drew, she's like, I mean, how could she send a group text the next day saying like, hey, ladies, I'm like pretending nothing's wrong. I mean, I don't do fake. I am not fake. It's like Ralph comes back from Florida and says, what's up? Like nothing's wrong. You're still married to him.
You literally have a pyramid scheme. Don't talk about being fake. You have a fake business. Okay.
You literally have fake before and afters. My God. So then the mom, back with mom and Sonya, the mom's like, don't let Drew get under your skin, because Drew don't want none of this. She don't want none of this. Drew don't want none of this. None of this. None of this. None of this. None of this.
She put a scotch bonnet into Drew's curry. Drew better watch out.
Who gave the editors an echo, the echo button today? They're loving that echo button.
The editors were having a lot of fun. I'm pretty convinced the show was taken over from like freshmen, you know, students at the community college who were taking their first like how to edit video class or something. Like, I'm surprised there was no star wipe in this episode.
Star wipe. They're like, fade out. But wait, we're still in the scene. That's the art of it.
I'm surprised there wasn't a moment where someone snapped and someone just disappeared from the shot, because that was my favorite thing. When I was first learning how to do video, like, wait, ooh, I'm going to get teleported. And then like, and then it's like,
then everything pause, like slightly moves.
Slightly move. And you might hear in the background, go.
So back at Marlowe's, they're making muffins and all this stuff. And of course, Marlowe is like, yeah, this says a lot about Drew that she's working so hard when she's not even close with Sheree. This says a lot about you, Drew. I like you, Drew. I like you. And
what, that the producer said, hey, Drew, you want to film a scene? You want to get some more screen time, even if it means making cupcakes for Sheree? Yes, please.
Okay, now go to Sheree. Go to Marlo's house with this bag of pink eggs. Okay?
Okay, I'll do anything.
You were also only going to give you 30 seconds to do your makeup. That's fine. I'll just put this stuff on my face. I'm sure it'll look good.
Oh, Thirstmates has arrived. So Marlo calls Sheree, and Sheree is still in those same PJs.
Yeah.
And poor Gotti won't even go to her. And she's got chips, okay? So now we have a scene of Sheree eating chips. It's hilarious. So yeah. She's opening this bag of Lay's, and she's like, Gotti, 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 Gotti. And Gotti's like hiding by the bathtub. I don't know if Gotti has been force-fed Lay's. I've never seen a dog refusing to come to an open chip bag before, ever.
That dog has seen a lot in Chateau Sheree, okay? It's seen a lot.
He's like, please change your pajamas. You're embarrassing me.
So then Sheree is snacking these potato chips. And this is where the sea salt comes from, I'm realizing right now. She goes, I love my special chips. Sea salt and thick cut to die for. So the sea salt in the title episode title is a reference to this passing line in the potato chip scene.
Wow. She's like, sometimes I feel like chips are too thin. And these are thin, but with the perfect amount. It's this long, serious moment that Sheree gets. And then they show her pouring her chips out on the napkin, on the paper towel, and then just eating it, kind of nodding to the camera like, wow, what a delicious chip. 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 Jurassic Park, playing now. This was sent on an iPhone.
Chefs, please welcome your guest judge for this potato chip challenge. Potato chip aficionado and my friend, Sheree Whitfield. Welcome, Sheree. Please, what do you have to say about potato chips? Like them salty and a little bit thick. Thanks. Thanks, Sheree.
So she gets her Verizon ding thing, and it's Marlo. And Marlo's like, girl, get out of those pajamas. You're going out today. I sent you a car. Now just put on a Chanel purse. Go outside. And she looks outside and there's, an SUV waiting. And Sheree's like, it's not a Rolls Royce, but it's a car.
Yeah. So Sheree gets dressed and she goes into this car. And the driver wants her to put on a blindfold, which I think is funny because it's not like she's going to a fancy, wonderful location. She's just going to Marlo's house. I don't know why the need for the blindfold. And Sheree definitely doesn't want to put it on because it's going to mess up her hair. And she's getting so mad. And she's like asking, she's like, driver, do you have any other information you can share with me? I mean, what the hell's going on? I mean, why make me put on a blindfold if it's going to mess up my hair? Why are you telling me to get dressed up, make my hair look nice, then you're going to ruin my hair with a blindfold?
I haven't eaten today. I like when she just starts talking to herself. I haven't eaten today. I'm hungry. Maybe bacon and eggs this morning. And chips right now. The hell? We see you on camera.
A lot of chips. Yeah. So then Marlo and Drew.
I like the driver. She goes, how could you do this? Do you have any information? And he goes, once we stop, that's when you will be at our location. Well, good. Thank you. So you're not just going to roll her out the open door then. Okay. Thanks. Thanks, driver.
Yeah, thank you. So, meanwhile, Marlo and Drew are like making the cake, and Marlo's like, oh, bitch, an ant. Oh, well, as long as it ain't a roach. Okay. All right. And then, they're doing this like whole countdown thing because like, Sheree is approaching, but Drew is still there. And like, are they going to overlap, et cetera, you know?
Yeah. So basically, Sheree comes over. She sees this big. They make Drew leave. You know, she's almost here. Go! Don't let her see you. I don't want her to think about poverty right now. Get out the back door. Go.
So then Sheree arrives, and Marlo like gets her out of the car. And again, I still don't really understand the reason for the blindfold. And then before they walk in, she's like, "Wait, before you come in, we gotta do this." And they do like the thing they did in Africa when they were like fighting and like tilting their head and be like,
Yeah. And she's like, wow, I've come a long way, haven't I, that I can joke about this? So they go into this little private store in her living room, and Sheree ends up spending 11 grand, which, now that's how to deal with depression. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, it was funny because now Sheree's trying on all this Fendi clothes, and she had no problem putting on like a scarf on her head or like a thing on her head. Like, when it was Fendi, she has no problem messing up her hair, right?
Well, yeah, that's Fendi. That's different.
And then I also like that, like, when she chooses like $11,000 worth of stuff, Marla goes, okay, you guys wrap it up and she'll give you her credit card. She's like, bitch, I thought you were going to give me something.
So then they move to the cake and she's like, look at your cake. And Sheree's like, well, let me read this. I love me. That's true. I do love me. Queen. Joggers. Drive. Why does it say drive?
And Sheree's like, I mean, she can't even spell the archive right, so why the hell is she writing the cake? And Marla goes, diva. It says diva. She's like, oh, okay, got it.
Drive. So Marlo is like, well, Kendi was supposed to be here, but she said she's sick with the full face and makeup on. I was like, bitch. So she sent Drew over, and Drew helped me with cupcakes. And Sheree's like, well, you know what? No one has ever done this for me before. This is a first, and I really appreciate this. And this is basically for Marlo to get her to turn on everybody she doesn't like, right? So Marlo's like buttered her off. So first they have a talk about Tyrone, and she says, listen, I'm not judging you, but listen, I notice things because I'm an Aquarius.
Yeah.
Unlike the rest of us, just bumping into walls all day.
Oh, man, if only we'd been born under a different sign. Keep crashing into things.
So how do I get out of this room? There's a door right there. I can tell you that because I'm an Aquarius, so.
You may notice I was the only one who wasn't eaten by a velociraptor. It's kind of Aquarius. I noticed that there's a dinosaur in the theater.
I'm like, oh, so I'm sure you didn't notice it because you're not an Aquarius. So
I feel bad for all those people who didn't notice that Jurassic Park is now playing. But since I'm an Aquarius, I saw that there was a logo in the upper right-hand corner the entire time. So I figured it out.
So basically, she's not like, I'm not judging you. I mean, I get it, you know. But you're sitting there looking like a brown Barbie and you're waiting in a dirty-ass Philly.
You're waiting there, dirty-ass Philly, for Tyrone to stood you up.
Why you gotta do Philly like that? What the hell?
She was in a perfectly lovely street, like a lovely cafe where they were offering her, like, you know, wine. She got, like, a French 75. Dirty-ass Philly. Your French 75s and cocktails.
Is that the city with that guy showing everyone his armpits?
That's Rocky. It's a statue of Rocky.
Oh, where they got those broken bells. I mean, for crying out loud, get a bell that doesn't have a crack in it. It's the Liberty Bell.
Fix your bell.
Nice Marlo's bell.
Marlo's review of Philadelphia. Fix your bell.
Sheree then tells us, she's like, well, you know, I'm a hopeless romantic and I give people the benefit of the doubt more than I should, and I know that he loves me. It's like, girl, like, Sheree, you need to divorce this from your identity that you're a hopeless romantic and give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, don't stay in this relationship because you want to, because you, it's important for you to say that this is part of your personality. You can still be a hopeless romantic and you can give people the benefit of the doubt and still respect yourself and move on from this piece of shit.
Well, I like that Marlo asked her, how do you know he loves you?
Yes,
you
know, so
because
good.
That's the she most so important good. Thing. Like, how? What does he do that makes you think that he loves you? Like, I know that he loved the cigarette cartons. You got him in jail, but like, how? How else? You know, what else is he doing?
And she goes, "If your baby girl said my man stood me up, but I know he loves me, like, what would you say to her?" And I was like, wow, Marlo is being such a good friend right now because she is absolutely right. And Sheree then is like, well, you're making me feel crazy. So now Sheree is getting all choked up. And Marlo's like, you deserve more. Block his number. I mean, he left you sitting outside a restaurant in dirty ass Philly armpits, broken bells. People have sent me your picture. I can Google that.
She's like, it's bad, Sheree. I can Google it. She Googles it. And it shows a picture of Sheree sitting at that restaurant in her fur, like too close yet too far away from that heat lamp, not being able to drink a lemonade-flavored drink. I mean, the whole thing is very sad. And so Sheree cries. Cucumbers. And Marlo's like, I don't want to make you feel bad. Lord knows I don't. And she's like, how could I let somebody take me to this place where I feel unworthy and unloved? This is a wake-up call. And guess what? Time's up. So she says that she's going to block his number, and she's so strong. And, you know, we've all either... most of us have had this relationship, and we've also been friends with the person that's had this relationship. I've been both, you know. But, yeah, I know...
Unfortunately, we know the tendency is that we know it's going to be like, well, I unblocked him for a little bit. I text him because I want to say happy birthday. There's always some excuse like, oh, well, I know he has a goldfish and it's the goldfish's birthday. So I unblocked to say that because that's just the sort of person I am. I'm like, it doesn't matter the sort of person you are. You have to know what the person they are and how they'll take advantage of you. So don't stop it.
But it is easier said than done. Oh, my God.
Of course.
It is. I mean, Sheree's right. I love bad, stupid men. I love them. The nice ones are just like, I'm bored, you know, and then the second they can make me cry, I'm like, oh my God, I'm feeling something. Book him for life.
Lock that one down. So now off to Sonia's, her Jamaican cooking night, and she's like setting up. They're at some place. Where were they, by the way?
I think they were at a cooking school. Okay. And you know, because it's called the cooking school.
Oh, so very good branding. Very on. The cooking school by Thrill Bar. So, She's got like a steel drum guy who's coming in to play, to set the vibe and everything. And people are showing up. Sharon is there. Sharon's her mom. And Kenya's there. And she's like, I'm a little sick. I got the Cyber Mondays. Sorry.
The Cyber Mondays. But I had to show up for you. And Sheree's like, well, I'm glad Kenya could show up for somebody. And listen, she sent you pink eggs. Okay, let's not be too hateful. She did do some things, you know?
Yeah.
And so Marlo shows up in like some crazy ass outfit as usual, and high heels so she can't walk in this. She's like, where am I? Oh, this is disgusting. What part of town even is this?
Yeah. And then, sorry, I just like nearly fell over in my chair. So then Kenya learns that Drew isn't coming, and then she's acting almost like upset about it, as if she really cares about Drew. She doesn't care about Drew. Drew is being used right now as some weird pawn, some like low quality pawn. So they're all being nice to her, and I think it's gonna be to take on Candy or something. So now Kenya's feeling bad that Drew isn't there, and Sonia's like, well, whatever. And so she gives them all these aprons that say Galia Bera Can Cook, and of course, Kenya's like, the apron is cute, but it doesn't quite go with my bum mane. Or should I say, bum man?
So the mom teaches them how to pick a plantain because Kenya doesn't know how to pick one out in the store. And she's like, well, it has to be brown. And Marla's like,
yeah, it's like when you can't get a man hard, that's how it should feel.
And Kenya goes, I don't date 90-year-old men. And Marla says, oh, don't worry, they take the blue pill.
So then Kenya's like coughing in the corner, and everyone's just like giving her this look like, don't get me sick. I don't want to have to take COVID tests and have everything turned upside down and isolate. Get out of here, you know? And then Marlo is like, oh, can we talk about Tyrone? Is it okay if I ask Candy? And Kenya's like, oh, well, I already told Candy. And Sheree's like, oh, well, I probably should have been the one to tell her. But since you did tell Candy and Candy knew this information, Candy did not call me. That's not cool.
Yeah. Well, Sheree, you're trying to make this relationship work that everybody knows is stupid. So what do you want? You know, like if everybody acknowledges how shitty it is, then you're going to get mad at them for calling your boyfriend a loser later when you get back together with him. I know the drill. I know this drill.
Yeah. Well, and also like you could have called Candy. And that's the thing. Like you told... Like you could have like if you're going to say, oh, well, she's not a real friend because she didn't check in on me. Well, maybe you're not being a real friend by saying, hey, here's what's going on in my life. And I think Candy is like, it's totally fine that Candy didn't call you because she only heard the information secondhand and was like giving you your space.
Well, I like that we are both kind of wrong because it turns out Candy just hates feelings because Candy goes, well, I know you don't cry often. And when she said you were crying, I was like, oh. She gives that look like disgusting, you know?
Yeah. So now, Sheree is now building a case against Candy. She's like, first Candy didn't call me about Drew and Anthony. Now she didn't call me about Tyrone. What kind of friendship do we have? I'm like, a friendship where someone's busy. It's a friendship where someone's working, okay?
So then, this whole thing with everybody going after Candy is kind of funny. I think they all just decided, like, no one comes for Candy, really.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a little bit, but no one's really spent a season going after Candy. So let's do it. Let's do it for no reason. You know, like, at least have some kind of a reason.
No, they're doing it. Yeah, I think that is what they're thinking. And also there is kind of like, you know, murmurs in the audience. People are getting annoyed with Candy. Like at the end of last season, there was definitely talk like Candy doesn't do anything. She just promotes her businesses. And I think these women, unlike the women on Beverly Hills, who are always, they always choose the wrong target. They always mess up what they think the audience wants. These women, I think they are like, they're more savvy and they're like, I think it's time. Let's go after Candy. Let's ruffle her feathers.
Yeah, but she's not doing anything. I mean, I guess it's because it's Housewives, so you don't really have to do anything real wrong. It's just like fight about petty shit. I get it, but I don't know.
It's a classic. She's not doing anything, and yet she's also not doing anything. And like, it's that classic thing of like, we're putting everything out there, and you're just only putting out your businesses. So we're gonna come for you because we don't think it's fair.
Well, I mean, she's put out a lot of her personal stuff, I think. Like, she did her whole surrogacy thing this year. It's like, Todd just spends all her money and then wants to live in New Jersey in his fuck pad. You know, like, she does something. It may not be the most fascinating stuff. Look, I don't think Candy's above coming after. It's just like, I hate when they come for nothing.
Yeah,
you know, it's just case, like, oh, Candy's no, Candy didn't wrong. Call me when my boyfriend, you know, like, stood me up, which is like a huge shocker to everybody, Sheree. You know, like, no one was surprised. We were all sad, but no one was really surprised. So anyway, I get mad that they're going on about nothing. And then what do? Go on about them going on about nothing. Like, seriously. It's a sick circle.
It is. Speaking of six circles, so Marlo's like, Kenya, why didn't you go? Why didn't you come to the other night? And Sheree's like, you had on full glam. And Kenya goes, I was prepared to go, and I called the doctor, and he said, you cannot go. You need a test. And I got a test, and once it was cleared, like, I fuck with you. Like, don't question that. Like, you're making me feel bad because I got sick, and I didn't want to get you guys sick. And Marlo's like, but you went to the doctor in full glam? She goes, I already told you why I had glam. I had glam because I was planning to go, and if you were listening, you would understand that. And furthermore, Jurassic Park in theaters now.
Also, you know Marlo goes to the doctor in full glam, so yeah. I don't know who Marlo is to question that. So then Mama Joyce, who, you know, I love Mama Joyce now, by the way, because I've watched all of the Old Lady Gang, and I'm totally team Mama Joyce versus Todd, and that's just how life works, people. All right, so Joyce is like, quiet, because she's so subtle, Mama Joyce. She's losing her mind over there.
Yeah, and she's like waving her knife around. She's like, how are you guys going to go around about some junk like this? How are you?
This is wrong, Candy. This is wrong.
We'll never forget Mama Joyce and Ridiculous. Never.
Yeah, that was back when Mama Joyce had her little, she just sort of was like more of like, she was more like reserved at that time. You know, she sort of had a little like, And now she's like Mama Joyce.
Yeah. So she's like, what are you even doing with this guy? She's like, I would not even spend that amount of time on one single thing. That is not for me. I mean, I know, but you're like single too. You know what I mean? Sheree does not want to be single. Period. Yeah. Period. And Candy's like, yeah, but your daughter's done that before. Marla goes, exactly. Candy's baby daddy been in jail. It's like, well, that's not really the point. The point is she's staying with someone that stood her up.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. So then, and by the way, and Candy left Block ultimately. So there. So then Sheree is, she's just like, I need support. And for Drew, of all people, to be there for me, although she technically ran out of there the moment I arrived. That meant a lot. I'm like, she baked cookies. She brought you things. The producer said, do you want to be on TV? It wasn't Drew being there for you, for crying out loud. And this is how you get into trouble, by the way, is that you misinterpret like every gesture for, you know, for kindness. And yes, I know we always say like actions speak louder than words, but sometimes actions can also be deceiving. Okay. Because guess who also does a lot of actions that are not great is Tyrone. I think I'm going to stop talking because I think I'm talking myself into a circle here, and I don't know if I, everything is lining up the way I want it to line up in terms of my points. I don't think I'm landing the plane. The point is,
planes are unlandable and they just end up in the ocean. That's it. Sometimes girl soccer teams just end up on an island and have to learn how to survive because the plane didn't know where it was going. Okay.
Yeah. It's almost like if people say to you over and over again, look at what I've done for you. Look at what I've done for you. That doesn't mean that therefore you are, it's like, are you doing that for me? Because from the kindness of your heart, are you doing that for me? So that way I'll say to you, oh my God, you're so nice. I can't do anything mean to you. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Sheree's coming too hard for Kenya, who was just the one who was giving her a pep talk on the phone. And she's the one that Sheree called first. So I don't like that Sheree's, and believe it or not, I'm standing up for Kenya here. I don't like that Sheree's coming this hard for Kenya over this. No. You know? So then Marlo takes Sheree outside so they can gossip, and everybody's over it already. And Candy calls it. She's like, yeah, I don't know about them being buddy-buddy, because now Marlo's going to go get Sheree to be in on her mess. And Sheree is very easily swayed.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And sure enough, outside, Marlo's like, God, what are we in Jamaica for real? And Sheree goes, yeah, dirt roads and everything. And she's like, yeah, you know what? Sonia's up their ass. Kenya's that bitch. Candy's that bitch. And Sonia's like, well, I haven't been on the track for 50 years. I got 20 people living in my goddamn house. So I guess I better invite them. It's like, oh, God, here goes Marlo. She's just going to be hateful for no reason now.
Meanwhile, like, literally half this cast is like all about being up everyone else's ass. Marlo, you were tagging around for 10 years until you finally got your peach. Okay, you are a professional at like being up people's ass so you can be on the show. Do you not remember everything you said to Kenya last season, like, I just want to be loved by you, or whatever it was, you know? And then Drew is the one who was just wanting Kenya to unblock her on Instagram, okay? And you can't tell me it's because she wants to see all of Kenya's wonderful content. No, she wants to be like, look, Kenya follows me. So like, they're all up each other's ass.
And coming for Sonia, like she hasn't been on the track in 50 years. Girl, what have you been on? What have you been on? Yeah. Rhymes with track. Oh. Rhymes with track.
So Kenya's
like, she's coming in here picking fights. That's the nasty Marlo. How long did it take for her to show up?
Yeah. And Marlo's like, Candy's on the is the money mom. Like, she's got a whole team in the daddy daycare. Yeah. So now she's going in on Candy, and Candy's like, well, they're probably out there plotting. They, you know, they claim they want to be best friends, but you know, Candy already, you know, like you said before, Candy knows what's going on.
So she's like, and Candy doesn't have it in her heart to help other people. She just wants to help her damn self. And first of all, Candy was a hoe. She fucked everybody for free. That's not what a hoe is.
Okay? I know. That's what I was going to say.
And who are you? Are you really going to hoe shame because you're renting your clothes now?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Like, I believe the definition of prostitute is that you get some sort of money or something like that. I guess she's saying she's a bad prostitute. I don't even know. But I do know that I saw a clip of Candy over the weekend on Twitter, and I should have, of course, written it down. But Candy was like doing her shaky voice thing where she's like, she's like,
yeah,
she was like, I have done so much for her, and I got her a TV show on another network, and she still wanted to hang around. And that, like, the tweet basically was like, you know, that when Candy's voice is shaking, she's really mad, you know?
Yeah, I saw somebody interviewing her on some red carpet, and they said, what about Marlo saying all this stuff about you? And she's like, for her, like, Candy went off. And it's like,
yeah,
you don't see that side. I was like, wow, I hope she does that on the show this year, because Marlo at this point deserves it. Yeah. But she's basically like, her telling me I don't do things for other people is ridiculous. I pay for people's college that I don't even know. I do this. And then she starts, you know, the list of shit that she does.
Yeah. And but she, yeah, exactly. You know, it is Marlo's crazy saying, that Marlo's saying
this. She's a hoe, and she puts away, what does she say? She says something like, that's why she has to date underneath her tax bracket. Like, her,
the pussy wasn't good, and that's why you always got to date people that are underneath your tax bracket. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
I mean, like, oh, so like, Which also says a lot about what Marlo views in terms of like wealth and your pussy or whatever. Like, it's all, there's a lot to unpack right there. Okay.
So then she goes off on Kenya and saying, Kenya's saying that she's Miss Universe. I mean, girl, you were a video hoe. You've been through every rapper and you didn't get a ring. I mean, look who's talking. Sorry to plug a John Travolta film here, ma'am. Look who's talking has already been playing.
Yeah.
For many decades.
Unfortunately, look who's talking is not in theaters now, which is why there's no baby in the upper right-hand corner. So Marlo tells us, it's just really sad because Candy, Sheree, and I have been friends longer than all these girls. And for Candy to even know what she's going through and not uplift her, that's really surprising. I know Sheree was really hurt by it, but at the end of the day, all people can do is be always who they are. I'm like, well, if you guys have been friends for as long as you've been saying, why are you throwing your friend of many years under the bus for something that's really not that big of a deal?
Well, like she said, people can only be who they are. I mean, it's Marlo, you know? Yeah. This is just how Marlo rules. So then she's just going off. She's like, bitch, bye. Let's go get these fake bitches. Now I'm going to be quiet and kill him with kindness. Oh, you mean you're going to be fake? Like, literally in the same sentence, you just called them fake bitches. Yeah. So Sheree's like, well, I hope Drew still comes. And then we see walking in the streets of some probably Old Navy pants. Dun, 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 dun. And Drew comes in like, hi.
Yeah, Drew has arrived. And it's like, what will happen? Because now, of course, Sheree loves Drew because Drew did one nice thing for her, despite Drew being heinous to Sheree. And this is what I'm talking about. Drew does one nice thing and now it's all erased. And, you know, I do believe in second chances. And like, if people are cool, it's fine. But if someone does one nice thing and now you're going to put Drew above Candy, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Well, I think she's just doing the Marlo thing. I think Marlo's like, we're going to team up against the popular girls.
Yeah, probably.
Let's do this.
Well, that's the end of the episode, everyone. We'll have to wait till next week to see what happens with Drew at the Jamaican cooking classes. Based on the previews, it's not going to end well. So that'll be fun. In the meantime, we hope to catch you all tonight on Take a Seat at 7 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 o'clock on the East Coast. And then a little bit later, we'll also have a recap of Below Deck Down Under, a first ever Down Under recap. So keep an ear out for that. Have a great day, everyone. Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Regal.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.